This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
This is Mike Adams here, March 6th update for pandemic.news. Thanks to this new model I've put together that I've published some numbers from, we now have a really good idea of how this is going to unfold, this pandemic, what it's going to look like across society. And because of the exponential nature of the spread of this, for the next 6 to 8 weeks, things are going to appear relatively mild in the eyes of a lot of people, the masses, in other words. They will not be alarmed until, according to this model, about late May or, I would say late May is when sort of the average person is going to start becoming concerned, really concerned about this. So between now and then, which is, let's say, under 60 days, let's just call it 45 days or so, this is a time window to do all the things that you need to do to prepare for society to shut down. And a shutdown is coming. You can bank on that. Mark my words, a shutdown is coming. And by shutdown, what I mean is a lot of the essential transportation and deliveries and services of society that you have come to rely on, and so have millions of other Americans, those will be unavailable. So it's going to come to a day where, for example, Amazon may not be able to have employees at the Amazon fulfillment warehouses. Even our own store, we may have to shut down for months. I've already done a podcast about that, actually. That shutdown might happen in May, might happen in June. Not sure yet how that works. Or we might have some crew that are able to function and others that are quarantined because they live in Austin, for example. But society shutdowns are coming, and it won't be apparent at first throughout the rest of March and April, but getting into May, the shutdowns will be inescapable. In fact, it may happen a lot sooner. I'm trying to be very, very conservative with my projections here. In truth, a lot of things will happen more quickly. So it's good to know this information because it gives you some planning capabilities. It means that you do have some number of weeks to take care of important things about where you're living, or are you moving somewhere? Or do you have relatives or loved ones that you need to take care of? Do you have children or grandchildren who are at a university, perhaps, or overseas, and you need to get them back home? I don't know. That's up to you. But the universities will likely be shut down at that time. This will be probably a summer without much in the way of university activity. It may even start to affect the last part of this current semester when we get into May, for example. Certain schools and universities will be shut down, no question about that. But you've got this window of opportunity to get prepared. Now, if you're short on preps, as we say, which is survival gear, and for some reason everybody's buying toilet paper and bottled water, which I always find amusing. It's like, what, you don't have water and toilet paper? Because that's kind of, I don't know, that's kind of a real basic thing. When we talk about survival gear lists and things, you know, toilet paper and water are at the very top of the list. So people who are just now figuring out that they need toilet paper and water are just beginning to prepare. The more, shall we say, experienced preppers, they've already purchased way into the list. They've already got, you know, first aid, iodine swabs. They've got emergency stitches and stitching kits. They've got ammunition and gun parts. They've got night vision devices. You know, the list goes on and on. But if you're just starting with toilet paper and bottled water, it's better than nothing. It's just that you're definitely way behind the curve. So it's a good time to accelerate your plans and get the things that you need to get squared away to survive in your home or apartment in isolation for, let's say, 90 days. Now, I don't know that it's going to be that bad. It might be worse. It might be 6 months, or it might be less than 90 days. We don't know yet exactly how the quarantines are going to work, and surely some of that will be regional. So if you live out in the country, you're going to be in way better shape. than people who live in the cities. And by the way, you've heard me say on this podcast year after year after year, get out of the cities, right? If you've heard these podcasts at all, you've heard me say that many times. Get out of the cities. And I've always repeated the fact that cities are artificial constructs and they're death traps when things go wrong. So cities have artificial supplies of food and water, electricity, fuel, even labor. Cities are not self-sustainable. And so when cities go under lockdown and food deliveries stop and people start to panic and you have looting and crime in the cities, it's way worse than those things happening in the countryside. Because in the countryside, number one, you don't have the high population density. In rural areas, you have more self-reliant individuals who can tend to take care of themselves. Whereas in the cities, you have people who really depend on going to the grocery store every 2 days and having small pantries and small refrigerators and so on, because they have small apartments typically. Can't blame them. You can't have, you know, tons of storage in a one-bedroom studio apartment, right? It's just not space. I mean, you can stuff cans under your bed, but there's only so much you can stuff in there. So they've come to depend on a steady supply, logistics, deliveries, and that's what's going to stop. That's what's going to be really, really shut down in a big way. Okay, let me shift gears here and just kind of summarize all of this. We are already past the point where all of America can get prepared. So there's a certain bandwidth in the supply lines, a throughput, you might say, of how much food can come through the system and how much medicine can come through and, you know, how many bottles of water and water filters and how many rounds of ammunition and so on. And this bandwidth capability is really determined by the normal day-to-day demand. And that's what the system has been built to provide, is enough food, enough gear, enough ammo, enough of all these things just to meet day-to-day demand. When demand then suddenly spikes by 10 times or 100 times, as we've seen in some cases with people trying to get, you know, ready for this virus, then the supply lines break down very rapidly. And it's not just a question of having more products delivered, it's that the very infrastructure of that system cannot handle 10 times the demand. There's not even the pipelines, so to speak, to make that happen. The throughput doesn't exist. And if you do the math on this, right now we're already beyond the point of criticality, you might say, when the vast majority of Americans could be prepared. People would have had to start buying food a year ago, as an estimate, in order for the pipeline to support enough food for everybody to have a 30-day supply. And since nobody was doing that, that pipeline doesn't exist. So when the day comes that the average American wakes up and realizes how bad this is going to get, and they start going to the store to stock up on 30 days of food, by that time it's already too late. So you're going to have scarcity and shortages and then panic and then looting and robberies and theft and all these things. It's inevitable. It's now written in the cards. There's nothing that can change this. It's already too late to solve that problem because you can't go back in time and tell people to prepare. I wish you could. That would be awesome if you could, but you can't. And so we're already past the point. So if you still have an opportunity to get the preparedness supplies that you need, if you even have a chance, if you go to a store and there's something that you need, you should buy it immediately, because that may be your last chance. And for me personally, I'm still doubling down on my own supplies. I go to the grocery store myself, and I've been purchasing more bottles of olive oil and more bottles of or packages of butter, organic butter, salted, because you'll need salt in a crisis. You actually won't have enough salt. And speaking of salt, I actually have in my warehouse, I have some insane, like 20,000 pounds of salt lamps. So I won't run out of salt. That's for sure. There's going to be plenty of salt at the Health Ranger store. But that's just because we imported, you know, 200,000 pounds or something like that of Himalayan salt. But that's a unique position that I happen to be in that a lot of people aren't in because you're not in the food business. So go out and get the things you need, get the salt, get the olive oil, get the, you know, get the yeast so you can make your own bread, get the wheat berries, get a food grinder, all these things, get that done. No more time to wait around. You get that done now. Seriously, take my word. This is March 6th. You're going to be out of time real soon. So stay informed. Read pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Be safe. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.